You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Hold on there, Mason Rudolph. Landry Jones is still seen as the Steelers' best bet to back up Big Ben. Welcome to the Steelers Update from Penn Live, where we keep track of all things Steelers so you don't have to. This is John Lucy reporting. Ever since the Steelers pulled the trigger to take Oklahoma State quarterback Mason Rudolph in the third round of this year's NFL draft, there's been rampant speculation that not only is Rudolph the heir apparent to Big Ben, he was also a shoo-in to back up Roethlisberger starting as early as this season. But Rudolph has looked like every bit the rookie in Steelers training camp. Great throws followed by massive mistakes and interceptions. So with the Steelers in contention for a Super Bowl, are they willing to trust Rudolph to be a heartbeat away from starting for the Steelers? That would mean casting aside an unflashy but dependable backup in the form of Landry Jones. Based upon all the reporting coming out of Latrobe, Jones has risen to the challenge to his status as Ben's backup by turning in one of his best training camps ever. That has led to some second thoughts about making Mason Rudolph the second man behind Ben. This is best summed up by a recent TribLive.com column penned by Kevin Gorman. He declares Jones as the Steelers' best bet at backup. Right now, the Steelers' quarterback situation is untenable. They have four arms in training camp, but when they pare down the roster for the regular season, they'll carry at most three QBs. You figure Ben and Rudolph are automatic roster spots. So the third spot will come down to second-year man Josh Jobs and sixth-year veteran Landry Jones. For all kinds of reasons, including salary, Jones is on the hottest of hot seats to hold on to his roster spot. But his biggest trump card is the fact that he's been there and done it before. He's gone into regular season games. He's started regular season games. And he's been a reliable, a serviceable, if not a stellar replacement for Big Ben, who we must note is age 36 and entering his 15th season in the NFL. And while a slimmed down Ben has looked fantastic in training camp, he's always one injury away from the sideline. Meanwhile, Jones tossed a beautiful 71-yard touchdown in his first preseason game, but a lot is riding on the Green Bay Packer preseason exhibition as well. As former Steelers backup and now radio commentator Charlie Batch told Trib Live, quote, "This is probably the most critical game for anybody who's on the bubble of this team. Why? Because the starters are playing next week, and you come down to the final cut at the fourth preseason game." Unquote. In other words, Jones must either shine in Green Bay or risk losing that coveted roster spot with the Steelers. Note, this podcast was recorded before the conclusion of the late Green Bay game, so we'll have more to come on how the game and the QB performances therein affect the Steelers' arm race going forward. It does help that Jones has already finished the Eagles' preseason game with a perfect quarterback rating of 158.3, going 4-for-4 with 83 yards and a touchdown. But in his comments to Trib Live, Jones acknowledged his precarious situation, yet he's not feeling the pressure. Quote, "Every year as a backup, they're going to bring in someone to replace you. That's just part of it. They're always trying to replace the backup, always trying to improve on the backup. Until you have that franchise quarterback like we have here with Ben, they're always going to try to improve the quarterback room," unquote. Clearly, it looks to be a decision between Jones, the reliable veteran, and Dobbs, the second-year man with upside but also some major question marks. And though he won't be a factor in making the final decision for the Steelers, Big Ben has weighed in on behalf of Jones, calling his backup, quote, "someone that I trust that if I ask a question, he's going to know the answer. I trust what he's going to tell me," end of quote. Well, trust, that's a huge part of being a backup in the NFL. Who will the Steelers trust to be behind their franchise quarterback? According to Trib Live's Gorman, and yours truly right here, the person to trust is the one who's been there before, and that man is Landry Jones. Well, that's the Steelers update for now. Come back daily for the latest on the black and gold. Sign up for the podcast out on Amazon Alexa. And, of course, log on to PennLive.com anytime for real-time Steelers news.